Desmond. Hello? Hello? I hear a lot of noise. I'm going to mute.
Please mute your phones by pressing *6. I'm getting quite a bit of static, and this tends to cut it out. You'll be able to find the handout on the any of the Yeshem web pages. On the right, underneath the two pictures, is a link, Unique Astrological Times. When you open that link, you can scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the first link under Rosh Chodesh Adar is our handout for tonight. And we'll be starting in the location known as the Ancient Hebrew Astrology Connections, because there is a difference between Western astrology and Hebrew astrology. There's a difference between what the ancients said about the various months and all of their connections, and what the modern astrology, modern Western astrology says. As we have been discussing all year long, that this is the year of the goat. And I'm sure that people have been experiencing that general energy of the negativity associated with the Mount Seir, which is the mountain of goats. But we're entering Adar, and Adar is always a month where joy starts to increase. Our sages have said very clearly that when Adar comes in, joy increases. But this year, on Friday, Erev Rosh Chodesh, there was a lunar eclipse in the southern hemisphere. And today, on Rosh Chodesh, there was a solar eclipse in the northern hemisphere. And what happens with solar eclipses and lunar eclipses? It tends to interfere with the energy of the days. So it's recommended that the week before an eclipse and the week after eclipse, you not do anything out of the ordinary. You don't make big decisions in that period. So what it's really saying for this year, being the year of the goat, that the month of Adar, with all of its joy, is still available to us. But we have to work harder to attain that joy. And just as the sages have said, when Adar comes in, joy increases. That's potentially. But we have to make the connections during the month. And as we go further on in our discussion tonight, we'll be talking about the various levels and various rituals involved in the month of Adar and how to connect to that joy, how to maintain your joy. The meaning of the word Adar in Hebrew is glory, honor. And this is the month of completion, the month of final manifestation, because it is the Malchut month, the last month of the year. But it's also an in-between month, because Adar is not in the winter. Winter's over. And it's not yet spring. Where is Adar? It's in the middle. It's in between. It's the central column energy. But how does one connect to central column energy? How does one maintain our balance? This is the struggle during Adar. And as we will come to understand, that struggle relates to the consciousness of doubt and certainty. The attribute in the month of Adar is laughter and playfulness. Tzichok and Shichok. Laughter and playfulness. Melt what has grown cold and softens what has grown hard. This is referring to our hearts, to our emotions. When we are indifferent to the pain and suffering in the world, that's being coldness. And laughing and being playful and telling jokes and just generally increasing our potential for joy softens our heart that has grown indifferent, has grown hard or cold. But there's another side to the attribute of laughing. And that other side, that negative side, is when we tell a joke that hurts somebody. When we tell a joke that is not truly funny, but it's an irony. We have to be careful because every attribute has two sides, especially in the month of Adar when we are talking in terms of being in between, how to maintain balance. In the modern days, the tribe of Naphtali is the tribal connection to Adar. But in the ancient days, Benjamin was that connection. And Benjamin translates as the son of the right hand, of my right hand. And this was a name that changed. The name Rachel gave this boy when she gave birth to him and then died in childbirth. Rachel's name was son of my lack, son of my poorness, Benoni. Whereas Benjamin is the son of my right hand. One is positive, one is negative. Again, putting ourselves in this aspect of the central column. And one thing to remember about the tribe of Benjamin is it got destroyed. The 11 tribes attacked the tribe of Benjamin. You can read all about it in the book of Judges, chapters 19 to 21. But even after the tribe was destroyed, it was rebuilt through that wonderful holiday of Tu B'Av, the full moon day of the month of Av, where the women used to go out in white, in borrowed white clothing, to meet their mate. It was started to rebuild the tribe of Benjamin because all of the women of the tribe had been killed. The tribe, the totem is the wolf, because a wolf nurtures. It's loyal, but it's an individual. The wolf sings to the moon and changes its songs for each phase of the moon. And the wolf fluctuates between spending time with the pack and wandering off to be alone. This is the nature of being in between, sometimes this and sometimes that. The tribal stone is the jasper. And the jasper is known for its calming effect on people. The tribal herb, part of the 11 herbs of the Ketoret, is the kinamon, cinnamon. And we all know from modern science, cinnamon is helpful in dealing with heart conditions, lowering blood pressure. Cinnamon, very tasty, very positive herb. Because the month of Adar is very positive, and we've just been through two very difficult months. Harsh judgment in Tevet, more lenient judgment in Shvat. The month of Adar is happy, joyful, playful. The house is called the house of opposition. Winter transitioning into spring is an opposite. Solemnity into joy are opposites. In Purim, Haman starts out as appearing to be the winner and then transitioning into the opposite of a winner. Adar is not the energy of struggle, as would be in the translation as enmity, but the house of opposition is dancing with the opposites, transforming opposites into unity, transforming doubt into certainty through the process of living. And we know that the astrological sign, the zodiac sign, is Dagim, fishes. And fishes is an animal that lives its whole life in the joy of life, in water, in chesed, in joy, in loving. And this is the month of Adar, and this is the month of joy. But you have to connect to it. And in view of the eclipses, you're going to need to work hard to connect to it. The tribe, or the direction, is west, Ma'arav. West is where the sun sets. West is the final manifestation of the energy of the day. West is Malchut. This is the essence of the month of Adar. The Adar is fishes. Adar is in the plural. There's always more than one fish. The word Dag, meaning fish, single fish, is Dalet and Gimel. And this is the concept, it's an acronym for Gomel Dalim, helping the poor. And during the month of Purim, that's what we do. But we should do it every day of the year. How are we helping other people who are in lack? Whatever their lack is, not just money, but time, not just time, but a smile. When we're feeling low, putting a smile on our face will make others feel happy. And putting a smile on our face will make us eventually feel happy. In Pisces, in the month of Adar, our desire to receive is generally lackluster. We don't have a strong desire to receive during Adar. We have to work to build that desire, to work at what we want to be, what we want to do. This is the idea of Malchut not having any light of its own. We have to build a vessel in Adar. The Pisces person, having been born an idea in Adar, their general nature is they don't have a big ego. And their correction is to build that ego. People will walk all over a Pisces person. They'll push them around. They'll intimidate them. And the Pisces has to reach out and strengthen himself and grow his ego. It's the only sign that the ego has to be built. The other 11 are different aspects of the ego that we have to reduce. This is the month of Pisces. If you are a Pisces, this is your correction. But there's a big issue of growing your ego in a balanced way. Not in a way that it's chutzpah. Not in a way that you do it with a desire to receive for oneself alone. But learning to grow that in between, that balance, that central column. During the month of Adar, we have a lot of holidays. We have a lot of actions, a lot of rituals that it's important to do. This is the month of Malchut, the month of action. But what is the actions we are supposed to do? It's the action of being joyful no matter what happens. It's the action of connecting to Hashem through certainty and removing doubts. It's the action of being in unity with the people around you. But that unity comes through you appreciating their aspects of being human, of their aspects, their rights to being helpful. The only way you create unity with another human being is by appreciating the diversity that Hashem has created. All of these 7 billion people, 7.5 billion people on this planet, each of them has a purpose that will serve Hashem. You cannot do their work. So why do you think you're more important than they? This is the ego in an unbalanced way. You can't do their work, so you appreciate that they're there doing their work so that you can grow spiritually also. Because if they don't do your work, the manifestation is not complete. And this is how you learn to appreciate other people. Those people who make your life difficult. Those people who cause you to realize that your ego is getting in the way and blocking you. What a great month is the month of Adar. The month of joy, the month of laughter. Because you're laughing at yourself for doing things that you really don't need to. Now, here's an interesting aspect, and we'll do more of it as we do our Ana B'Koach like we do normally. But in the month of Adar, being Malchut, all of the light of the first 11 months is revealed in the month of Adar, which is why it's such a happy month. You have all of this light from Nisan, from Iyar, from Sivan, from Tammuz, from Av, from Elul, from Tishrei, from Cheshvan, from Kislev, and even from Tevet and Shvat. All of it is flowing into Adar, being revealed in Adar. One of the meanings of Adar in Hebrew is that of a garment. It's a verb, and as a verb, it means to glorify. And the highest form of glorification of the Creator is to become joyful. Adar almost always is 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And we are right in the evening of the first day of Adar, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Then there's the seventh day of Adar, which is the birthday as well as the death anniversary of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that day we can connect to Moshe and his energy, which is being revealed in the month of his birth. Every month, every year, Adar comes and the seventh day of Adar reveals Moshe's energy. And typically, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes during the week of Tetzaveh, the Parsha of Tetzaveh, where Moshe doesn't appear. And this is Hashem's mercy, to make it clear that Moshe's energy is here in the month of Adar. And we can connect to that through the study that we will do on the night of the seventh day of Adar. And the next Energy Day is the fast of Esther. It's a one-day fast. And this fast is one of the four fast days that even the Baal Shem Tov tells us we should fast if we are healthy enough. Normally, the Baal Shem Tov teaches not to fast, but to make donations, to extend a donation, a tzedakah, a tithing. But on these 4 days, it's recommended that you do that. It's a daylight fast, so don't go fasting for 24 hours. It's just sunrise to sunset. But it's connected to the holiday of Purim. And we will be discussing Purim next week on Sunday as we prepare for Purim the following week, the following Sunday, Saturday night. But the month of Adar, what is the month of Adar all about? It's removing doubts. And the reason you always fast is to sacrifice your animal instincts, your animal attributes, your animal fats. This is why we fast, as a form of sacrifice, a form of elevating our souls by reducing our body consciousness. I'm not going to speak a lot about the month of the holiday of Purim, other than to say we read Megillah Esther. Esther means concealed. Megillah is the Hebrew word for scroll, but it's also a Hebrew word meaning revelation. So the Megillah Esther that we read for Purim is the revelation of the concealed. And who is concealed? What is concealed is Hashem. Hashem is hiding from us, asking us to search for him. Where do we search for him? Where he's hiding. And by reading the scroll, by reading the story of Purim, we learn where Hashem is hiding. He's hiding in the plan of creation. He's hiding in the history of mankind. He's hiding in your life. Once you start looking for him, you will find him. And this is what certainty is versus having the doubt that he's not there. And when you read the scroll, when you read the story of Purim, you have this insight. Because Hashem's name doesn't appear. But every time the word king, melech, is heard without a name, every time HaMelech, the king, is there without a name, Achashverosh, it's referring to Hashem, who's always there. We just have to find him. We have to look for him. And once we start to look, he enters our life. He shows himself. And then he goes back into concealment. But he shows himself if you look. This is the joy of Purim. We will talk a lot about Purim and the mitzvot, the five mitzvot. But I think the most important of these mitzvot. There are five specific mitzvot to do for the holiday of Purim. And one of them is to give gifts to the poor. Matanot I mispronounce it all the time. The gifts to the poor. We don't give gifts to people we think are less than us. We give tzedakah. We give tithing. We give money. We give time. But we're not giving a gift when we think the person who's receiving from us is lower than us, is less than us. And it's a big mistake. And this mitzvah of gifts to the poor comes to teach us. Every human being is on our level. They may not be as smart of us. They may not have as much money as us. They may not be as happy as we are. They may not be as good looking as we are. They may not be as accomplished as we are. But they're still on the same level as we are. Hashem created them. Hashem gave them attributes to accomplish their tikkun, just like he gave you attributes to accomplish your tikkun. If someone's on your level, if someone is your friend, someone is your associate, you'll give a gift. But if you're giving a poor person, somebody less than you, it's hard to give a gift. It's hard to give something on the same level to somebody that you don't think is on the same level. And that's the fallacy, because everyone is on the same level. As I said, there are five mitzvot. And we will go over them in detail next Sunday as we talk about the holiday. But here are the strategies to keep in mind to make the month of Adar helpful for you, joyful for you, balanced for you. You have to create more joy in your life as one strategy. When you share with someone, you are creating joy in their life. But more importantly, it creates joy in your life. So share more. Study more. Do things that reveal light. Do things that are not about your own selfishness, but are about sharing, about the desire to receive in order to share. One way to increase joy is to eliminate pain and suffering. Not in your life, because it will be eliminated when you eliminate it in someone else's life. Now, how do you eliminate pain and suffering? It's not by telling him, oh, this is what you're doing wrong, but by going to visit somebody who's sick. Somebody who's in pain of some sort, whether it's physical or emotional, make them aware that you care and truly care. Don't pretend. Because when you remove someone else's pain, your pain gets removed. Why is it impossible to create joy and happiness every day of your life, every minute of every day? It's simply a lack of certainty. That is the only reason you're not happy. If your business is failing, God forbid, you have health problems, God forbid, you lack money, God forbid, why are you unhappy? All of these things are cleansing for you. Why are you unhappy? Because you lack certainty that this is coming from the Creator to help you cleanse and grow spiritually. If you understood that, if you could see the cause of your pain and suffering, you would know that it's cleansing. You would know that the Creator loves you and is sending these painful experiences to help you grow. Yes, I know that sounds a little bit meshuggah, a little bit crazy, but it's true. Grow your certainty by eliminating your doubts. And everybody has doubts. So how do you remove doubts? By being happy when those doubts come. I'm not sure I'm going to make payroll next week. I'm not sure that I'll have enough money to pay my bills next week. I'm not sure that the doctor's visit's going to work out in a positive way. All of these things are doubts. And there are many more doubts, and you each have your own. No reason to hold on to them. Throw them away, because all of those things that we're worried about is just our lack of certainty that the Creator is giving us tools to overcome these things. And in the process of overcoming, we cleanse and we elevate spiritually. And during Adar, it's the month to give additional tithing, additional charity. This is not, as in America, December 31st, write that check for your taxes. This is doing charity that works for you, because sharing with people elevates your joy. And as I said at the beginning, we need to work harder during this particular month of Adar and this year of the goat. And one way is to give additional charity. And here is an absolute amazing tool to realize. We have a Declaration of Independence in America. We, the people, have the right to pursue happiness. And that's absolutely true. But the more we pursue happiness, the more elusive happiness, joy becomes. It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the manifestation of happiness. What do I mean by that? when the doctor says to me, as did happen, we found cancer of the colon. My reaction was not to pursue happiness. My action was to be happiness, to be happy. Doctor, thank you very much for that good news. I really appreciate all you have done for me. And of course, that's Meshuggah. Nobody does that except a true student of Kabbalah. How do you pursue happiness? You don't. You become happy. You just decide. When you woke up this morning, you were feeling lousy. You were feeling hungover. You were feeling depressed. You were feeling something not happy. And you changed your mind. Today I'm going to be happy. No, today I am happy. This is what we need to do in the month of Adar, to be happy, to choose to be happy, not to choose to pursue happy. This minor distinction is like night and day. And if you think about it, you will understand what I mean. Now, we're going to say the Anabakoach, and we're going to do our normal ritual for Rosh Chodesh. But in the month of Adar, we do it differently. As you will see. Because we do the permutations for all 12 months. We do all 12 permutations this month. As you will see. Anna Bechoa Gedula Chemincha Tati Serra Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506. Which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. This is the energy of Chesed, loving kindness. You don't fall in love, meaning decline. You are love through your actions. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufreshayan sintet nun. These two words, or these six letters, spell two Hebrew words, kra satan. Tear up the satan. Eliminate the negativity from your life. How do you do that? By rearranging the letters of Kras Katan, where they spell Sha'ar Katan, meaning small gates, and reminding yourself that how does the negative system enter my body, my life through the seven windows, through the small gates, the seven small gates in your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. Seven small gates that you can guard and keep the Satan away. This is how you tear up the Satan. This is how you eliminate the negativity. Now we're going to stand up. Everyone stand up and become joyful. Dance around, make a fool of yourself. As we say the 12 permutations. Hi-oh-hey-wah-hey, for the month of Nisan. Hi-oh-hey-hey-wah, for the month of Iyar. Hi-oh-wah-hey-hey, for the month of Sivan. Hi-oh-hey-wah-hey-yo, for the month of Tammuz. Hey, why, oh, hey. For the month of Av. Hey, hey, why, oh. For the month of Elul. Why, hey, oh, hey. For the month of Tishrei. Wah, hey, hey, oh. For the month of Cheshvan. Wah, yo, hey, hey. For the month of Kislev. Hey, oh, hey, wah. For the month of Tevet. Hey, oh, wah, hey. For the month of Shavat. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. For the month of Adar. This is a sequence for Adar. Hey, hey, yo, wah. 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 Hey, are you dancing around the room? Are you joyful? Are you listening to the music in your head? Hey, hey, yo, ah. Hey, hey, yo, ah. The letters of the month of Adar, of Pisces, the Gimel that created Jupiter. Growing your ego is Jupiter, Sedek. Justice growing, expanding. This is the month of Adar. Growing your joy and happiness. Hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo, ah. Hey, hey, yo, ah. Hey, hey, yo, ah. And the letter Kuf created the constellation Dagim, the fishes, the astrological sign of Pisces. Together the Kuf and the Gimel can be translated. Visualize this picture of the monkey riding on the camel. The Kuf is the monkey, the Gimel is the camel. The monkey on the camel is so humorous. Laughter and joy, the monkey on the camel. Hey, hey, oh. Hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, dance around, be happy. Hey, hey, yo, 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 elevate those sparks through your joy and happiness. Hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, break out those doubts, elevate your certainty. Hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, if you're sitting down, move your arms in joy. Throw them to the left and throw them to the right. Hey, hey, yo, do you feel silly dancing by yourself? Hey, hey, yo, that's okay, that's okay. Hey, hey, yo, you're in good company. Hey, hey. This sequence connects to the Sefer of Hod, And it's Sephirah, the essence of thankfulness and appreciation. Be joyful when you appreciate the pain in your life that's cleansing. Oh, that's so crazy. That's what makes Cuckoo Kabbalah, Cuckoo Kabbalah. Be thankful. Be happy. Only when you're thankful can you be happy. Yahid Geye Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod, the Sephirah of sexuality, the Sephirah of creation, the Sephirah that channels all of the light from above to the physical world and takes back from the physical world our requests in prayer, our requests in desire, our talking to Hashem. Yesod is what takes our requests and our words back to Hashem. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea ta'alumot, shinkufav tzadiyutach. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400. Four worlds times 10 Sephirot, within 10 Sephirot. 10 times 10 is 100. 100 is a number of completion. Malchut is an attribute of completion. It's the last Sephirah. The only thing that comes after Malchut is a new generation. The last four letters of the sequence has a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. The end is in the beginning. The beginning is in the end. Understand this well as a student of Kabbalah. 506 is an attribute, a gematria that connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this last Sephirah of Malchut, we learn that only by injecting unconditional love in each and every step in our process, can we reach completion? And when we reach completion, we will have reached perfection. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We have brought the 42-letter name, the Anabakoach, into our space. Now we're going to use the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy in this creation. This is called creating the central column. Adonai, hey, hey, Yoah. Adonai, hey, hey, Yoah. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'ral chesed be'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseawon v'afesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. And now we're going to read the verse, two verses, that connect to the energy of the goat. The year 57-7-7, almost left that last seven out, must be part of the joy and laughter. I'm making a joke. The verse is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai hinam. Take the first letters of these words, and we're able to parse them into three new Hebrew words. Satzkiyach, appear as brothers, appear like brothers. Take the final letters and permute them into Dir Yam. Translation, Sea of Tenants. This is the energy of the year of the goat. The second verse that we will say is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the year's name, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. And as students of Kabbalah, you should know what seven means. Kim ba Adonai Heyoa Elohechem Adivaku Kasher Asitem Adayom Hazeh. And now we're going to say two other verses that connect us to the year of the pause, the year 5776. The first of those verses that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Barakat Kohanim Hayulimat Willo Yachlu Lehashit Et Kol Haolot Vayechaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kilot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Levav Lehit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. Take the first letters. You're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai he he yowa, la la he wa wa wa, yo la yo wa la me he he he, aka a re ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second verse that we will say connecting to the year of the pause. Bidhu ba Adonai heyoa adead kibia yohe Adonai heyoa sur. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. That year is the year of joy, by being happy instead of pursuing happy. We can eliminate death. And these three verses start with Job chapter 7, verse 19. This is the first of the verses we will say. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. This is the second verse that we will read to connect to a year, to the energy of swallowing death forever. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoiya, Asher Yitchabe Sham Weshavtem, Eli El Nachom, V'Halakti Itchem, V'Chayayim Yeshno, V'aretz V'Chipasti, Oto B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. And this brings us to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, the year that we brought peace to the southern border. And whenever we lose consciousness in saying this verse, there's rockets that go, get sent from Gaza into the southern part of Israel. We are responsible for those rockets. So we say this verse with consciousness. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael. Untati v'shakan, tachta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto, kasher barishona. If we say this verse with consciousness, we can expand that ceasefire to a permanent peace. A permanent peace in all of the borders. And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects us to certainty. Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Erhimud Hilud Hilud Erhimud Le'afda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Gekamatar Tanenan Gekudsha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Filet Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Adahya Leya Mineya Lulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshotinun Wikola Itzterich Bealma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And now the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this Rosh Chodesh Bet of the month of Adar, the first day of Adar, but the second day of Rosh Chodesh, a very important sage who is an expert in Hebrew astrology, so expert that he calculated the day of his death, which was Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Shabtai HaKohen Katz. Rabbi Azariah Figu of Venice. Rabbi Emmanuel Chai Ricky. Rabbi Yitzhak Izik Safran of Komarna. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Sklov. Rabbi Yitzhak Meir of Zinkov. Rabbi Baruch Halberstam of Gorlitz. Rabbi Uri Lialis of Sambor. Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Kalish of Shkremitzbitz. Rabbi Baruch Rosenberg. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Knesset Yisrael in Sabotka in Bnei Brak. Rabbi Yitzhak Eisen Isaac Eichenstein. He was known as the Kivi Shender Rav of Forest Hills of Queens, New York. And Rabbi Simcha Bunim Waldenberg. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vo'ed. I wish you all, Kodesh Tov, a wonderful, happy month. Not to pursue joy and happiness, but to be happy. And I hope you started it out by dancing around and laughing at what my sick jokes. I hope, I pray, that this month of Adar is helpful for each and every one of you, my students. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Monday, at 4:30 Pacific time, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our teachings of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, a class on the Tikkuni Zohar. Nobody understands it, but the energy is extremely powerful. Make use of it every Tuesday evening. Wednesday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock are questions and answers opportunities. Thursday at 4:30 is Advanced Reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. Next Saturday at 6 o'clock is Havdalah and Third Meal, Energy of Healing. And at 7 o'clock is our Zohar class. And at 11 p.m. West Coast time next Motzi Shabbat is Zion of Adar, our connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. There will not be a class next Sunday, because we're going to be up most of the night connecting to Moshe. Does anybody have any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day, beautiful month. Kodesh Tov to all.
Kodesh Tov, thank you.
Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.